Yesterday, I was in a funk. I'm Joseph. This is Input English. For those of you joining us for the first time, the Input English channel provides comprehensible input to improve your listening comprehension and your speaking ability in English. Comprehensible input is a great way to improve your English. So I started out by saying that yesterday I was in a funk. So a funk is a casual expression for feeling depressed. People talk about how they feel all the time, and we use a lot of different terms to convey what we feel like. You can start out with the basics. I feel good. I feel bad. But that's not very specific, because someone can feel bad because they have a sore throat or a headache or they have shoulder pain. Something could cause them to feel bad. Maybe they're getting sick. We also talk about our mood. That is, in general, how we feel. Do we feel happy, energetic, or depressed? There are a lot of terms to talk about mood. I started with one of them. I was in a funk. That is, yesterday, I didn't feel very good. Something was bothering me. I didn't have a lot of energy. I wasn't happy. Another way of saying that would be to say, yesterday I was a little depressed. Another casual expression for a mild feeling of depression is feeling glum. Feeling glum, being in a funk, and being a little depressed are basically the same thing. Now, what I'm not talking about is a disease state. I'm not talking about an illness. There are disorders of mood that are within the realm of psychology and psychiatry, and I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the normal variation that everyday people get in life. Some days we get up and we're very energetic and optimistic, and other days we don't feel quite so good about things. Frequently, these changes in our mood, which we all consider part of the normal human experience, are related to things going on around us or things happening to us. For instance, if someone doesn't get much sleep, they're going to feel a little down the next day. If somebody has a lot of anxiety or stress, that may cause them to feel a little glum. If somebody gets some bad news, that can cause some mild reactive depression. Medications can cause a sensation of depression. Now, I featured that in one of the stories about Bobby and his mom, Kathy. And I pointed out in that story that Kathy, the character, couldn't really take antihistamines because they caused her to feel depressed. That happens to me as well. That's where I got that idea, because I don't take medications, and I think that makes me more susceptible to their toxic side effects. So I scrupulously avoid taking antihistamines. In me, they cause a feeling of depression. So how do we deal with being in a funk? As you know, I don't provide one-size-fits-all advice for people to fix problems in their life. No, I'm talking about things that humans experience as a vehicle to deliver comprehensible input to you in English. The way this funk manifested yesterday is I didn't feel like making a video. Now, that's not a big deal because I make videos a week in advance. I've learned to do that because I don't want to miss uploading a video and having it published on time. So not making a video yesterday, no big deal, because I have a bunch in the queue, that is, lined up, ready to go, and they'll just be published on schedule. But I didn't feel like making a video. I didn't feel like staring at the camera. I didn't feel like editing a video. I just didn't feel like it. The other thing is I didn't feel like getting any input in Spanish, or at least not much. I recognized this sensation, and over coffee, after watching a little bit of Spanish input, I just shut the computer down and thought what was going on. I slept well. I've taken no medications, but I did hear that a friend of mine is having some difficulties, so there has been some peripheral bad news that I think I was stewing about. There's an expression. If you're stewing about something, you're thinking about it, but in a detailed and repetitious way. The expression stewing about things suggests a negative feeling. We don't stew about happy things. We stew about sad, stressful, or unfortunate things. Another way to say that is ruminating about something. When you say you're ruminating about something, that conjures up the behavior of cows, because cows are ruminants. They have multi-chambered stomachs. So a cow will eat grass. It will go into the stomach, and then later it will be brought up by the cow and be chewed again. That process of re-chewing the food in cows is called rumination. And so we use the term rumination metaphorically in humans to indicate that we've brought up an idea or a problem and we're giving it another chew. That is, we're working through it again. So after some thought, I realized that my mildly depressed mood was probably related to what I had been told by a friend of mine, and that I had been ruminating about that. So what do we do about these mood variations that we see in normal people? The key here is the word normal. Mild mood variations in everyday life are normal. They're usually relatively brief, and they may have an identifiable cause. They may not. Now, what I am not talking about is diseases of the brain. I'm not talking about mental illness. I am unqualified to talk about that. I have no degree in psychology. I have no qualifications as a psychiatrist. No. So there are mood disorders in the realm of mental health that are best left to mental health professionals. I'm just talking about sensations that we all get in everyday life. If someone has a severe problem with their mood, they should seek appropriate help from a qualified professional. So what did I do about being in a funk yesterday? Well, first of all, I didn't get upset about it. It's happened before, it will happen again, and I just recognized the symptom of just not feeling like doing much. So I didn't force myself to get a lot of input. I didn't feel like it. I didn't force myself to make a video because I have some already queued up. No problem if I miss a recording day. I listened to some music. I listened to a lot of music. And gradually, things just got better. I found myself reflecting on what I'd been told by my friend, but I didn't dwell on it. I just realized that what I was told will probably gradually resolve. My role here is not to solve the problem, but to be supportive of my friend. I also took a walk. Whenever I feel that I'm in a funk, I find a way to get out and walk. In the morning, it was cold, and overcast, not particularly conducive to a pleasant walk. But in the afternoon, it was beautiful and warm, so I took a walk. Looking back, it appears that I solved my problem by one of several ways. One, I let it go away by itself. These are usually self-limited sensations. Two, I worked through what was bothering me by thinking about it, reflecting on it, realizing that I don't have to solve every problem in the world. I listened to a bunch of music, which brought a great deal of joy. And I took a nice long walk on a warm day. I had several good meals during the day. And at the end of the day, I felt great. It was funny because last night at about 8 o'clock at night, I felt like making a video. I almost put the camera together to record a video, and then I thought better of it. I thought, no, just let it be. Make a video in the morning. Having been through that yesterday, I got up this morning, felt great, got an hour of input in Spanish, had a great breakfast, and here we are, good as new. I invite comments below, and if you like videos like this, be sure to click on this one next. See you soon.